on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Ben Skull's expert panel with Meg. Good vibrations all the way around in the studio today. Been having a lot of fun today, but I've been so excited about ending up the show this morning with my friends from one of my favorite organizations in the world, the Gulf Breeze Area Chamber of Commerce. Good vibrations there and some exciting things coming up for them. Got a new president and CEO. Now he's, you know, veteran of 5 months-ish, right?
Yep.
About 5 months. Todd Trombley is here, as well as the membership director, and it's Spencer, let me make sure, Spencer Dunn. Is that
correct?
Marketing coordinator.
Absolutely.
Okay, guys, welcome. I'm so excited to talk about the Gulf Breeze Chamber, truly one of my favorite places.
Yes, so
tell me everything. What's going on? How's it been this first 5 months?
First 5 months been going great, Meg.
Wow.
Honestly, just kind of working into the role a little bit, having
yeah,
fun
tell me about
with
it. It's a lot to learn.
Tons to learn. I'm going to lean on you for your experience.
We'll have to have lunch. We'll get together.
Yes, absolutely. But it's been absolutely wonderful. I mean, couldn't ask for a better job, community, focusing on the businesses.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best part of what we get to do. So leaving the Navy after 22 years.
I know. Thank you for your service. And you're in the right place. There's a few Navy vets around here.
Oh, just a few. Between all our organizations and installations in the area.
It was a slight presence. You
know? Absolutely.
Wow. So what did you do in the Navy, just out of curiosity?
So 16 of my 22 years was specifically in recruiting.
Wow.
So.
Well, what a perfect transition for recruiting for members.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's perfect.
So it's been wonderful.
And Spencer, so now how long have you been with the chamber?
Just, I think, around a year and a half now.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah. So what are your impressions of Gulf Breeze and what it's like to be marketing to this community?
Well, it's an amazing community first, and I have loved this job and everything about it. So many amazing people that I've met, connected with. Our last CEO, Grace
Carpa. She's a doll.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she was amazing. And then Bronwyn just retired recently. And so we've got a whole new crew, which has been a transition, but it's been an amazing transition. Todd is so easy to get along with, and our newest member, Tracy.
Oh, good. What is Tracy going to be doing for you?
She's the administration.
We need that.
Yeah, we definitely
we
do.
We need that person.
Yeah.
Keep us in line. Yes,
yep,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, this is exciting, and I'm very happy. For folks that don't know, I was there. Oh, gosh. I was there from 2005 to 2010 in Todd's role as the president and CEO. And then Josie Cotty, Roush followed after that, I believe. And we had just an incredible group of different leaders that have come and gone through Gulf Breeze Chamber. But one of the events that was really big back in the day was one called Gulf Breeze Expo. And it was like a big trade show, and we had it at the rec center and all that. And then it eventually kind of went away. People weren't doing that so much anymore. Mm-hmm. And I guess COVID probably had an influence too. So on a Friday night, the restaurants were kind of mad at us because we hadn't really featured them. So we said, well, we'll do a little, you know, cocktail party, kind of showcase our restaurants on Friday night. And it was sort of the, you know, a little bit of a taste of Gulf Breeze kind of. And it has, fast forward now to the current day. And it is now one of the biggest events in the area, of Gulf Breeze.
It really is.
And it's coming up, isn't it?
It's coming up October 23rd.
So let's tell everybody what it's like today and what's going to be happening this year. Because I love this event. It's fabulous.
No. Oh, it's absolutely wonderful. So first, what we want to let everyone know about is, of course, it's a Gulf Coast event. Even Gulf Breeze is hosting it.
Mm-hmm.
Please, vendors from all over the area, come showcase that delicious food.
Mm-hmm.
Introduce, you know, with the community. We roughly get about 14 to 1,500 people in total.
Oh, it's a lot.
That
I mean, it's
on
a
up
huge
on that Friday
event.
Night.
Yes, it's not the little cocktail party we had years ago.
No, not at all.
Yeah, so good for you. So tell us a bit about this year. Is it too late to be a vendor or be a sponsor? Can you still sign up?
You can absolutely sign up, and we encourage it for anyone that's looking to get their name out there, especially new businesses or new food vendors. It's something that we want to emphasize, that this is a taste event for food. I mean, businesses, we have non-food businesses out that are joining us, but we do definitely want to encourage restaurants and any kind of food business to get out here and get their name out, because this is, you know, some businesses have started through Taste of Gulf Breeze.
Oh, no doubt about it.
And we want to encourage any kind of business to get their name out there, and this is the best way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So many people come from all over. I mean, I think our furthest away business last year was about an hour away.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So, I mean, it helps anyone, and it's just going to be such a fun event. And every year we try to do it bigger and better.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be another fun one.
So, yeah. Spencer, if I was interested as a vendor or maybe as a restaurant, who would I contact? And do you have an email or somewhere that I can go?
Yeah, so you can contact, this will be my email, marketing@gulfbreezechamber.com.
That's easy to remember.
And I will send all the information over to how to sign up and become a vendor. So it's a really easy process. It takes just a couple of minutes,
mm-hmm.
and we'll get you on the map, and it'll be, and we advertise that as well. So you get some free advertising.
I was
going
to say, you get the extra advertising leading up to the show too.
Exactly. So.
Okay. So, if you have a question for Spencer or Todd, then what you need to do is text it on in now at 850-437-1620. And you are on social media too, correct?
We are. Check out our Facebook page, Gulf Breeze Area Chamber of Commerce. We do everything through there, and so we encourage you to check it out.
Okay, well, we need to know the dates and times of the Big Taste of Gulf Breeze weekend.
Yeah, October 23rd is
October 23rd.
And then it's, so VIP gets early access, so we do have a few VIP tickets left.
Oh, I think we might be giving a couple of those away today.
I believe so.
Okay,
yes.
We're gonna wait. We're gonna hold you guys hostage for a little while.
Yeah, we'll do it.
But we'll do it in a few minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so the event is October 23rd, and that's a Saturday?
It's a Friday.
A Friday, okay. Yes. Good to know. Yeah. Good thing I checked. Friday,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
So what else can we expect, Todd? What are some of the other things that are happening with the chamber right now?
Oh. Chamber's in full effect right now.
That's
absolutely
what I,
love the events that are coming on in. I know I'm the anomaly. Everyone that the deep raspy voice, the Navy, the experience, but no, we got some great events that are coming on up.
Mm-hmm.
I know next, what is it, the 20th, August 20th, we got Hub Stacy's. It's called the Flock and Roll.
Oh, what is that?
So it's a nonprofit foundation, Red mm-hmm. Flamingo, look into it. So
yeah.
We're
going
to be at Hub Stacy's. This is our second anniversary there. It's a 5 to 9 event,
mm-hmm.
and all we're doing is promoting, you know, mental health.
Oh, that's good.
Just, you know, hey, understanding there's resources for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, reach on out if you're going through some tough times in your life. So
yeah.
That's one of the events that we're kicking on off. We do have a Mid-South Bank as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a groundbreaking right here in Pensacola on Garden Street.
That's awesome.
On the 23rd at 11. So we're going to go out there, have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Love seeing them come to our community. So, you know, break that ground. Maybe I'll get out there and grab a shovel or something.
Yes, sir. We need that Navy strength in there, right?
Yes, ma'am.
We're talking with our friends from the Gulf Breeze Chamber of Commerce. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. They're the experts on what's happening in Gulf Breeze and how your business can get involved. And if somebody did want to get involved, what would be the best way to do that? If they're hearing you this morning, thinking, you know what? I should probably get involved with that chamber. That's a good location for my business. How would they contact, and what would be what would be the process?
No. It's a simple process. Hey, feel free, reach on out to us. You can call the chamber. You can call myself, whether it be from a sponsorship side point, vendor, volunteer. Please come on out. It's going to be a fun night.
Yes.
My wife's already a little nervous. That's on my 41st birthday. So
okay.
I'm going to be even in more rare shape. You're going to catch me in that VIP area for sure.
Okay, that'll work.
But please, yeah, feel free to reach on out to us.
Okay, what's that phone number?
Yeah, here, you can call myself. 619 area code 318-6172.
Mm-hmm.
Reach on out. My phone is always on. It's always by me. And if you want to connect, align, network your business, please.
Right.
That's what we're here for, is just to elevate you and get your name on out there.
Okay. And what's the chamber number?
The chamber number is 850-932-7888.
And I knew that number still. It's still locked in there.
I didn't even have it saved. So good on you on that
7888. Okay, yeah. We're going to take a quick break. This is Pep Talk. We're talking with the Gulf Breeze Area Chamber folks. If you've got a question for them, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with our friends from the Gulf Breeze Area Chamber of Commerce. And as I've said before, it's a place that holds a special place in my heart and always will. Lots happening. We've got Taste of Gulf Breeze coming up. What else can y'all tell us about? And if you have more to say about that, please do.
No, we definitely have just our normal events that are coming on up, even though the summer is ramping down, mm-hmm. even though it's hot as could be outside. I don't care what you say. That humidity, I can't get used to
it. It's August in Florida.
Yeah,
right?
It's hot. But we got coming on up actually starting tomorrow morning, you know, our normal Rise and Shine breakfast.
Oh, it's tomorrow?
Yep.
That is so much fun. If you're in a business and you have not gone to the Rise and Shine breakfast, they do a great job. And it's just a great way to network and relax and get to know other people. It really, the breakfast is a really great event, and it's easy. You go have breakfast, you chat, you hand out business cards, shake hands.
Yes.
It's great.
Yep.
I'm a big proponent of in-person networking. Mm-hmm. I know we got all these things online that you can do, which are also helpful, but there is nothing better than sitting down with somebody and having breakfast that you don't know, and you suddenly get to know them, and you realize you might just have some business to do with each other.
Oh, absolutely. Most important meal of the day, breakfast. Come on, share a network, build some camaraderie, discuss what the business is. It's one of our most popular events in the morning time.
Right.
And
what time
is
it and where is it?
So it's at 7:30 at St. Anne's, right off Daniel Drive, right there in Gulf Breeze. So please come on out. Lynn does a phenomenal job on breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
She always takes care of us on that side point. But it's a great way to kick off your Thursday morning, doing something good, reaching on out.
That's great.
Building the community.
Now, do I have to be a chamber member to attend, or can I come?
You did not.
Okay.
You can, members, of course, they do get a little bit of a reduced cost.
Yeah.
But no, come on out. And if it makes sense, if it fits within your schedule, that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, us in Gulf Breeze, we are a little bit different when it comes to the chamber aspect. Well, I've been hearing that my whole life, so it just fit when they hired me in.
Yeah,
so.
It's all good.
Yeah.
And then if you're not a morning person, you have evening events too, right?
Absolutely. And we're backing up. We're going to be at Fusakli's just opened up in
Gulf
Breeze.
Right. I saw that on the Facebook.
Yep. So they're going to be doing our lunch on the 20th, and we do it at Hampton Inn and Suites. It's 11:30 to 12:30 right there in Gulf Breeze.
Okay.
So they're going to come on out. I thought it would be a great opportunity to introduce them to the community with them just opening the previous week. So this is an incredible event that's going to come on.
So this is a lunch?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. That's pretty cool. Is that a monthly event too?
That is. So we do mostly breakfast, lunch, and then our business after hours will back up on the 27th. It's going to be at Irmo's Chiropractic. It's going to be a great business after hours to kind of highlight that business, maybe come on in, get your alignment checked.
there you go.
And come on out and have a drink or two. But that's the whole point of relaxing a little bit between the work, the kids. Come on out, network, and have a little bit of fun with us.
It's a great way to network. Now, if I wanted to find your calendar and find out more about the upcoming Taste of Gulf Breeze, where would I go to do that?
You can head to our website, gulfbreezechamber.com.
So that's easy to remember.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, we secured that domain a while ago.
There you go. Yes, sir.
And then head to our events page, and then under that will just be Chamber Events Calendar. And then we have all of our upcoming events come on there.
So. Excellent. So, guys, what do you think is one of the best reasons to join a chamber? Or what do you think is one of the benefits that you see? I know that for Todd, this is fairly new arena for you, but I'm sure you already have some impressions about how all this works. And, Spencer, you've been doing it a good while now. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Why should I join a chamber? What is the benefit?
Well, I think, to me at least, there's, and I might be a little biased, so...
I am biased. I'm trying to be good over here.
Exactly.
My listeners, they know how I feel about chambers. I think they're the best thing in the world.
Yeah, definitely. And I agree. I think if you are going in as a business and are wanting to be active in the community, chambers are always a good place to be a part of. And especially our Gulf Breeze community is so tight, and we love to refer to each other. Us as the Gulf Breeze Chamber of Commerce will only refer our members unless there is a niche that's not covered.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a benefit to being a chamber member in the Gulf Breeze community. But I think for all chambers overall, it's just such a good way to get your name out there, be a part of something other than what you've got going on, and just getting yourself out there and talking with people, because you never know, you know, what that can do for you.
The connections can be so valuable, and you
absolutely
just never know. How many members do you have now?
We have around 430, actually.
Definitely grown in the last several years. Yeah. And one of the things I know, too, is that necessarily your business doesn't necessarily have to be in Gulf Breeze, correct? I mean, correct. There's certainly a lot of members that are.
Definitely.
But if you have a business on the beach or you have a business in Pensacola, but you want to get your message to Gulf Breeze people, right, you could still join.
Absolutely, 100%. And I'm a huge, even though, yes, we are biased, all three of us.
Yeah, we're very biased.
Jessica Simpson, Todd Thompson, Chandra, Chip, they're all... Pensacola Beach Chamber, and Navarre Chamber. We love working with them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our business after hours has been focused on collaboration.
We've had some joint ones that have been a lot of fun.
So much fun. And that's the biggest thing is us, we, yes, shop local, but at the same time, take care of what we have here in this Gulf Coast region.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when we come back, we're going to talk a bit more about Taste of Gulf Breeze. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be back. We have Todd Tromley here, who is the president and CEO for the Gulf Breeze Chamber, as well as Spencer Dunn, who's the marketing coordinator. We'll be back with Pep Talk. If you've got a question for him, still time, 850-437-1620. Welcome back to Pep Talk. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg talking with the Gulf Breeze Chamber this morning about an exciting event coming up, Taste of Gulf Breeze. Spencer, when is that happening again?
October 23rd from 5 to 9. 5 to 6 is VIP specific, and then from 6 to 9 is general admission.
Okay, and we have some tickets to give away this morning, some VIP tickets, two tickets, and all you have to do is text in at 850-437-1620. You have a secret word that we've mentioned today that they can text that word and they'll win the tickets?
Taste.
Yeah. Okay. Send in there with your name, your taste, your email, and 850-437-1620. Two VIP tickets to Taste of Gulf Breeze coming up in October.
Yes.
Send that in right now. I'll be watching closely here.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to mention about the event while we're waiting for those texts to come rolling in?
Just real quick, we would really like to thank our main sponsors. First of all, we'd like to thank all of our sponsors that we've had so far. We had such a good outreach from all kinds of businesses that want to sponsor this event. But our title sponsor is Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Stacy Clearman has been in charge of that. And so we're grateful for them, as well as our entertainment sponsor, who's going to be helping fund the band, the Balifox band, is Reef Runner Remodeling Repair.
Mm-hmm.
And then our VIP sponsor, who always does such a good job, Will Claus at PMI Seashell Property Management. So we're so grateful for them.
Excellent. Well, we couldn't do it without the support of the businesses, other businesses and sponsors in the community. And if somebody wants to donate or even volunteer at the event, are you still taking volunteers too?
Absolutely. Yep. You can send that information over to that email again that I gave earlier, marketing@gulfbreezechamber.com, and let us know. And I will be in contact with you. I'll send you all the information over. And we'd love to have anyone volunteer or donate or anything.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay. And we still have room for vendors and sponsors, correct?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Correct. We've got a winner. We've got a winner of the two VIP tickets for Taste of Gulf Breeze. It's going to RJ Marvin. So, RJ, I've got your number. And the tickets are not here at the station. The guys will have them for you. So they'll be getting in touch with you.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give them your number and your email, and they'll get in touch with you on how to get those tickets to you. So thanks for those. We got a lot of folks texting in. That's a good sign.
Absolutely.
Everybody wants to go to Taste of Gulf Breeze.
Absolutely. And keep on the look, because we're going to give out more throughout the next couple months.
So yeah, they'll be back, y'all. And we'll be giving out more tickets. And we just want to thank you both. I know how busy you are, so I appreciate you so much coming in this morning to be with us on the show. And give that website one more time. It's one of the best resources is your website.
Yes, absolutely.
What's the website?
GulfBreezeChamber.com. Can't miss it on up. And for them out there that are interested in volunteering, we got a little special something for you.
Oh, that little tease there from Todd. So thank you so much, Todd Tromley, the president, CEO. Spencer Dunn, marketing coordinator. Good luck to you guys. I know you're going to do a great job with Gulf Breeze Chamber. We appreciate all you do for the community.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on Pep Talk.